Mrs. Spinks, could you give us an update on any additional information since the agenda was published?
Thank you, Chairman. The first item, application 18-01259-FUL. This relates to the former police station in Staines Road East in Sunbury-on-Thames. Following the deferral of the application at the last planning committee, we have received one additional letter of representation and 8 additional letters of objection. The County Highway Authority has confirmed that it has no objection to the proposal or the proposed highway works, and the group head neighbourhood services raising no objection to household waste. The second item relates to Bush Road, Shepperton. That's application 19-03-25-HOU in Laneham and Shepperton Green Ward. We have received an amended plan which shows an amendment to the roof design, and condition 2 is amended to reflect this drawing number. The last item, application 19-00444-ADV in Halliford and Sunbury West. There is just one amendment where the committee report refers to Charlton Road, and it should be Charlton Road, it should actually be Charlton Road. Thank you, Jim. On page 60. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for that. And to my far right is Chris Curtis, our committee manager, who will take the minutes of this evening's proceedings. Chris, can you give us an update on which ward councillors will be speaking tonight?
Thank you, Chairman. Tonight we have Councillor Attiwell speaking on application 19-00325-HOU, 2 Bush Road, Shepperton.
Thank you. And Mrs. Spinks, can you give us an update on which items we'll have public speaking tonight?
Thank you, Chairman. We have 4 public speakers speaking tonight. On the first application relating to the old police station, we have a Craig MacDonald speaking against the application, and we have a Nigel Husband speaking for the proposal. On the second item, we also have 2 public speakers. We have a David McElwraith speaking against the application, and a Daniel Pitts for the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. No other procedural issues to raise, so I declare the call over meeting closed. And welcome to the Planning Committee meeting. This meeting has been recorded and will be made available on the Council's public website in due course. I'd like to introduce the staff and councillors who will be involved in the committee meeting tonight and announce a change to the membership of the Planning Committee as listed on the agenda, because Councillor Brahe has replaced Councillor Mitchell and will be taking part in tonight's meeting. So welcome, Councillor Brahe.
Thank you.
You have already been introduced to Esme Spinks, our Planning Development Manager. To my far left is Russ Mounty, Principal Planning Officer, who will present the plans for item 4 and answer any technical questions. On the left outer horseshoe is Vanya Popova, Planning Officer, who will present the plans for item 5 and answer any technical questions. And next on the left in the outer horseshoe is Kelly Walker, and Kelly, Senior Planning Officer, who will present the plans for item 6 and answer any technical questions. And last but not least, we have Kamil Dalebski, our trainee solicitor, who is observing for training purposes. And to my right is Michael Graham, Head of Corporate Governance, who will provide professional advice and guidance to the Committee on Legal Matters. To my far right is Chris Curtis, who has already been introduced to you. On the right outer horseshoe is Councillor Attiwell, who is not a member of the Planning Committee but wishes to speak on application number 19-00325-HOU, as she called it in. Councillor Attiwell is not allowed to take part in the debate or vote on the application, but will need to comply with our procedure for a declaration of interest. In the inner horseshoe and the dais in front of me are the members of the Planning Committee who will be able to take part in the debates on the applications and to vote, unless otherwise noted by way of a disclosure of interest. So would each councillor please introduce themselves, giving your name and ward, starting with Councillor Helen Harvey for the purposes of the recording.
Hello, Councillor Helen Harvey.
Can you move the microphone down, please, Councillor?
Councillor Helen Harvey, Sunbury East Ward.
Rose Chandler, Ashford East.
Councillor Bob Noble, Ashford Common.
Robin Sider, Shepherd and Town.
Councillor Jim McElroy, Stanmore North.
Lawrence Nichols, Halifax, Sunbury West.
Sue Doran, Stanmore North.
Fiona Seaver, Staines.
Sandra Dunn, Halifax, Sunbury West.
Bernice Ford, Sunbury Common.
Tom Lacton, Staines.
Amber Brower, Ashford North and Stanmore South.
And I'm Richard Smith Ainsley from Layleham and Shepperton Green. When public speaking is allowed, this is limited to 3 minutes for the objector and 3 minutes for the applicant, and I'll call you up when it's your turn, and you'll be reminded when you have 30 seconds left, and in the interest of equality, you'll not be allowed to go beyond that period. So now we turn to the main agenda. Item one, apologies. Do I have any apologies for absence?
We have no apologies for absence.
Thank you. Is it the wish of the committee that I sign this? Sorry, any other apologies from the floor? No. So is it the wish of the committee that I sign as a true record the minutes of the meeting held on 21st of May 2019? These minutes were marked to follow on the agenda, but a copy can be found on your devices as a supplement to the agenda, and we've laid some copies around for tonight for your information. It was the annual council meeting agenda. Is that right? Thank you. We're going paperless, but sometimes we have to have paper. Item three is disclosures of interest. Can members of the committee please indicate any disclosures of interest they have on any item on the agenda? Councillor Harvey.
I've received one email correspondence regarding item six, Eco Park, and I've acknowledged the email and I've given no opinion. I've kept an open mind.
Thank you. Councillor Chandler.
I have received email for Bushy Road, Shepperton, no comments.
Thank you. Councillor Noble.
I have received email with regard to the Eco Park signage. I've passed no comment, not responded.
Okay. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. I have visited the site of the old police station, Staines Road East. I have visited the site of item six, the Cholmondeley Eco Park, and I have also received correspondence regarding item six. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor McElroy.
Received nothing in relation to these applications, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Nichols.
I've received correspondence in relation to item six. I've responded to acknowledge but made no comment.
Thank you. Councillor Duran.
I have attended a site visit in relation to item four. Maintained an impartial role, and I have also received an email for item six and made no comment.
Thank you. Councillor Seaver.
I've received an email with respect to item six, the Eco Park, and passed no comment.
Councillor Dunn.
I have received an email for item six, acknowledged it and made no comment.
Thank you. Councillor Spohr.
I received email for item six and item four. Reply, no comment.
Received an email from item six and made no comment.
Thank you, Councillor Langdon. Councillor Brown.
I have not received any emails or any contacts on this.
Okay, thank you. I've received an email. Councillor Harvey.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were supposed to say if you visited the site. So I've visited Eco Park and the police station.
Thank you. There was an officer-led site visit to the old police station site, which some councillors did go on, and I went on that as well and made no comment, and I've received email regarding item 6 and made no comment. Councillor Atterwell, with your item?
I have received nothing and have nothing to declare.
Thank you. Right, so moving on to the applications before us tonight. Item 4, the first application is application number 18-01259-FUL, the old police station, 69 Staines Road, East Sunbury-on-Thames, DW16-5AA. This planning application is for the erection of a first floor rear extension and conversion of the former police station into four flats and erection of a detached two-storey building to provide four flats associated parking, amenity space, cycle and refuse storage following demolition of the existing garages and outbuildings. Russ Svanti, can you run through the plans for us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the site is located on the north side of Staines Road East in Sunbury. It's surrounded by residential development, two-storey housing in Priory Close to the west, and Priory Walk, a multi-residential flatted development to the east. There's also a commercial builder's yard to the east beyond Priory Walk. The site is located within the defined urban area, approximately 600 metres from the Sunbury Cross shopping area to the west. The site comprises the old police house, an 1890s traditional yellow brick building in Flemish bond with paired windows using red brick arched heads, painted keystones under a slate roof with bracketed eaves. The main building is locally listed, which means it has no statutory protection, but the core strategy DPD seeks to protect these and avoid their loss, and therefore the reuse and conversion of the building is considered to carry significant weight. Priory Close is a private road and within the applicant's ownership. To the rear of the old police building are more modern utilitarian buildings with no architectural value. The proposal is for the conversion of the original police building to four flats, including internal alterations and a first floor extension to the rear element on the eastern boundary, and a new two-storey block to the rear of the site for an additional four flats following the demolition of the outbuildings. So this slide shows the proposed floor plates at the top of the ground floors, two 2-bed units in the existing police station, and a 2-bed and a 1-bed in the new building. These floor plates are replicated on the first floor as shown on the lower drawing. So a courtyard parking area for 9 vehicles would be provided between the buildings together with an area of amenity space. And an additional 3 parking spaces would be re-provided to the north of the site for the residents of Priory Close. Waste and recycling provision for each building is included adjacent to the roadway. The borough has a recognised need for housing, particularly in the 1- and 2-bed units proposed, and both the MPPF and the Council's core strategy DPD encourage housing in sustainable locations. This is a brownfield site in that it has been previously developed within the urban area. It's got good access to local facilities and a variety of transport options. The density of the proposed development would be 96 dwellings per hectare, which is comparable to adjacent flatted development in Priory Walk. In terms of design, the existing building would be renovated and contribute significantly to the street scene, and the new build responds to the old police station with similar scale, proportion and materials. In the western flank elevation, the windows of the old police station are existing and overlook the parking area to the rear of number 67, Staines Road West. The windows in the new build element at ground floor level are to a kitchen and approximately 11 metres from the front of 2 Priory Close. In the rear elevation, the windows are approximately 21 metres from numbers 7 and 8, and serve bedrooms, bathrooms, which would be obscured, and a kitchen. Within the development, living rooms and bedrooms overlook the parking and amenity space. The application was deferred at the Planning Committee of the 23rd of April to enable the Planning Committee to make a site visit with County Highways and Neighbourhood Services, as they were concerned in respect of comments made by neighbours. Highways matters were discussed, and the applicant has submitted a revised plan showing yellow line parking restrictions, an automatic access gate and bollards. County Highways has indicated that the yellow lines on the public highway would be acceptable, subject to a traffic regulation order, and makes no comment on the bollards or gate, as these would be in the private roadway. Neighbourhood Services has indicated that the proposed highway works are likely to make their operation easier. Neighbour comments have been received, and while some recognise that the highway work may improve the situation, they continue to raise objection to the development on the grounds set out in Section 5 of the report. The proposal is acceptable in principle and would address the borough's need for housing. The retention of the locally listed building is considered to carry significant weight, and the design of the new build is appropriate. Parking provision is acceptable given the location close to facilities, and the application is therefore recommended for approval for the reasons set out in the report. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you for that, Russ. Now, could Craig McDonald please come forward to speak against the application? And you're reminded you're only able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll prompt you when there are 30 seconds left.
I'm representing the residents of Priory Close. Our concerns are mainly about access to and from the Staines Road East from Priory Close and also parking in the immediate area. The development is proposing 9 unallocated spaces. Based on the number of bedrooms and flats being built, it should be 12 under planning laws. I'll come on to that in a minute. 2 of the 9 are allocated for disabled drivers, or used by disabled drivers. I don't know whether that means they have to be left free all the time or can be used by anyone, but one either creates a further parking problem or one negates the use having disabled spaces, I suppose. The justification of having 9 spaces as opposed to 12 is it's close to good public transport links and shops. I certainly can talk about the trains at Sunbury Station. It's an average service at best. It takes a long time to get into London. It's not very well connected with the rest of the network, so you need to go north to Feltham or Hounslow or out to Staines or Walton or Weybridge. You wouldn't consider using the train. It's also a branch line and often shut and cancellations, trains are cancelled or services restricted. The parking actually adds to the parking problem because the only place you can normally park without the yellow lines in the area is station approach. Most commuters use that and park there during the day, so from dusk to dawn you don't really have an option to park there. Overnight there is a risk of vandalism and theft, which happens quite often, so people don't park there anyway. So that is adding to the problem. Shops at Sunbury Cross well serviced by food shops, but anything else you really would have to travel to get what you need. So, that's a questionable. Awkward or inconsiderate parking. We know some of this proposed yellow lines are on private land, so policing of those proposed, I'll come on to in a minute. But anyone parking awkwardly at the top of the close would restrict the access by emergency services. We often have problems with bin collections, bins not being collected because the bin lorries can't get down. You're going to have an increase, I assume, in delivery by online shopping deliveries and what have you, and also an increase in the number of visitors to the site for the new residents. The pub's been there for many years and it's used by its customers, so any parking down in front of the pub is normally used by the pub's customers, as it has been for years. There is a proposal by the developer which, as colleague said, would obviously alleviate some of the problems, but it's yet to be discussed in any kind of detail. And there are issues around policing, cost, maintenance of the proposed improvements. We assume in the mornings, for instance, access to and from the Staines Road will increase with the school runs and people going to work. It's always difficult getting onto the 308 from Priory Close.
Quite seconds.
Safety issues. There's a number of young kids in the street, young people with young families. That's always an issue. We think what planning reality and the theory don't really meet here, what the reality of the situation is different from the theory of planning, and we think this deserves special consideration as opposed to just putting it through on tick box exercise. It is tight, it is congested, and it is awkward getting in and out of Priory Close generally. I think, Jen?
Can I say wind up there, please?
Okay.
Hello? Thank you. Mr. Manti, any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made?
No, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McDonald.
Thank you.
And now could Mr. Husband come forward to speak for the application, and you're reminded as well that you're able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll prompt you when there are 30 seconds left.
Thank you, Chairman. Nigel Husband from Z Group Architects, we're the agents for the application. The application was deferred at the last meeting principally because of the concerns just outlined by one of the neighbours, that the access to the site itself was quite congested, principally by the fact that there wasn't actually any control over who parks there. And I think the consensus at the meeting of those of you who attended the site was that many of them, the cars parked there were actually either commuters or those visiting the pub next door. We discussed with Highways about part of the issue, which was the front of the site, cars parking on that portion of the highway, technically, was actually causing a lot of problems in getting access onto the lane itself, and then obviously back into our site. In practical terms, we proposed putting some double yellow lines there, which the applicant is willing to pay for. In doing so, it will clear that area from and be able to be controlled by the normal system. In terms of the private site, because the access line, which you can see on the drawing there, is actually part of the site's ownership, we have proposed to, and we have already started to have conversations with the neighbours in terms of finding a sensible solution. And part of the application drawings that we submitted latterly include a number of ideas. One is bollards along the edge of the road to stop people parking on pavement. Secondly, a mechanical gate, which would then only limit people to access into the site. And effectively, there will obviously be, with the site now being managed, a lot more control over who can park on that site. We're continuing those conversations. It is obviously private land, so in theory it isn't part of the control of the planning process. But we've welcomed the idea of actually discussing with the neighbours the best solution for that, and have put forward those proposals in the application. I think basically we are doing our best to find a sensible solution to a rather awkward little corner, and to make things better both for the applicants, for the neighbours, and the new people living versus settlers. Okay, I think that's basically our comments.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Husband. Mr. Mounty, are there any points you would like to clarify as a result of the comments made? Right, the item is now with the committee. Councillor Harvey.
This proposal...
No, Councillor Harvey, do you want to move the recommendation first?
Oh, sorry. I move to recommend, as per the planning officer's proposal.
Right, thank you. That's an 8.1 on our papers. Councillor Sider.
Secondly, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Harvey.
The conversion into flats of the Sunbury police station is a building that's been empty for many years and is looking quite dilapidated and in some disrepair. This proposal retains the historic look of a locally listed building. The new build section is designed in keeping with the overall look of the current police station. The application having been deferred in order for a site visit to take place with county highways and ward councillors and residents. Since that time, there's been a revised application submitted with the yellow line parking restriction and gates and bollards, which the gentleman just described to us. There's also amended access arrangements for the refuge lorries. I think there was concern regarding how the lorries can get down the street and have access, that is going to benefit all the residents. The design of the development, CV 7.17, and the council conservation officer has made positive comments regarding the heritage of this site, which is to be retained. Regarding parking, they have reduced, actually, from the previous application, the number of units from 9 to 8 units. Originally, County Highways rejected, and they've now removed their objection.
Right, thank you for that. And for the benefit of those that weren't actually at that site visit, the reasoning behind County withdrawing their objection was the fact that they were looking at a comparison with the previous usage of the site and the number of vehicles that would have been using the site when it was being used as a police station, and by reducing the number of units by one, then that meant that the site usage, the number of vehicles using the site, then became the equivalent, and therefore that meant they couldn't object because the previous usage of the site had had that that amount of vehicles using it anyway. And also believe that the head of neighbourhood services has raised no objections, that's Jackie Taylor, as far as the refuse collection facilities are concerned. Thank you for that. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I was one of those who was very, very pleased that this application was deferred in the first instance, because the residents had great concerns regarding highways, and those of you who know this place, though the road is very difficult to exit. We were very fortunate in getting a site visit with the presence of the County Highways officer, and for the first time I've been there, and the county have come out. And I believe, and I listened, that he was listening to the concerns of the residents. I was very pleased to see that under policy EN5 of the local plan, that the council had preserved the architectural and historic heritage of this building. And if it goes up anything like that, then it looks like quite a nice development. I'm also pleased to note that the developer this evening has said that he takes on board the concerns of the local residents, whatever they have, and will listen to their any problems that they have. So the application itself now meets all the council's policies as such, and both in design and appearance and a parking, which is always a problem. And I hope that the developer, in liaison with the residents, will alleviate any problems there. Of course, obstruction by any case is one for the police. So at this moment in time, Chairman, I've nothing further to add other than that what I see on the screen looks a nice development, and I think will complement that area. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I mean, the issue raised about the policy EN5, encouraging retention of locally listed buildings, that's something we do have to take into account with the application, insofar as like the car parking might not be as much as we'd like, but the applicant is keeping the old police station facade, which doesn't have to. It could knock the whole thing down, but he's keeping that, and therefore that's something that we have to bear in mind when making our decision on this. So, does any other member wish to speak on the item? No?
Yeah,
sorry, Councillor Vagden.
How much recycling is there on the site in litres?
So at the moment, the requirement for it for each building would be 960 litres of recycling and 960 of general waste.
How many properties are there?
There are 8.
So there's 8 properties, and you should have 240 litres of recycling per property, which is 1,920 litres of recycling. So how much recycling did you say there was?
So they have a space for in excess of that. They've got space for of the 1,100 litre bins.
And does that include the rubbish?
Yeah, that's both. So they would have four 1,100 litres, which is 4,400.
Okay, great.
Right, Councillor Nicholls.
I come to fear that this will be regarded as a highly superior development in due course. According to the report, it fails amenity space, light, density, separation, distance, garden size and parking spaces. I accept that there are many mitigating factors, but I don't think it should pass without having noted that these things all don't meet the standards that we set in our own guidance.
Okay, thank you for that. So I've got no other councillor signalling to speak. We did have a site visit, as councillor was saying, on the basis of the comments made by members regarding what the public had said at the last planning meeting, which, as Councillor Sidis said, alleviated some of our concerns and explained why County Highways have made those decisions. Head of Streets seemed raising no objection. So now the item motion was to approve. All those in favour of that motion, please show. Seven. Councillor Siever, were you voting or not? You weren't. Okay, that's seven. All those against?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, so that's 7, 4, and 5 against. So, application number 18/01259/FUL, the old police station, 69 Staines Road East, Sunbury on the Thames, for the demolition of the existing building and creation of new residential development is approved.